The aforementioned principles of the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000 can be found in Part 1, Section 1 of the Act and are as follows. There shall be no intervention in the affairs of an adult unless the person responsible for authorising or effecting the intervention is satisfied that the intervention will benefit the adult. Where it is determined that an intervention into the affairs of an adult is to be made, such intervention shall be the least restrictive option in relation to the freedom of the adult. In determining if an intervention is to be made, account shall be taken of the past and present wishes of the adult, insofar as they can be ascertained. In determining whether an intervention is to be made on behalf of an incapable adult, and, if so, what intervention, account shall be taken of the views of the nearest relative, named person, and primary carer of the adult. Any guardian or attorney of the adult, or any person whom the sheriff has directed, should also be consulted. The adult should be encouraged, insofar as it is reasonable and practical to do so, to exercise whatever skills he or she may have.